I don't understand how I could have been so stupid. You see, one day I was surfing the web, and I have been working in computers for years. But sometimes you just start clicking and clicking, and you don't pay attention to what you're doing. And I had clicked on this file that looked really, really interesting. I received an email from somebody who was supposedly the person I knew, and I clicked on this link that was supposedly a link. It had all of the right information and had the protocol, HTTP protocol, and everything in the URL. It looked fine. So I clicked on this link, and suddenly my screen started flashing. But nothing happened. The screen flashed a few times and the computer kind of, well, it reset itself, but it did that often anyway, so I didn't think anything of it. I had an older Windows XP machine and I didn't think anything of it. So I went to look at this application and it had disappeared. I just figured, oh, what the heck? It was just a mistake. I emailed my friend. I said, there's nothing there. And she emailed me back and said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, didn't you email me this application that you wanted me to look at? This application on a website? I tried to explain it to her and she said, no, I never emailed you anything. I'm like, oh, great. I just clicked on something that came from your email address. You might want to make sure that nothing's going on. She said, all right. So we both checked our machines for viruses and Trojans. Everything was fine. Whatever. I went to bed. I figured, well, it was just buggy software. Everything's fine. I even updated my most recent databases. So I get ready for bed and I fall asleep. The next morning, I wake up and my phone is ringing off the hook. I answer it. I'm like, what is the problem? It was my boyfriend. And he said, babe, you need to really turn on, your computer and go look at your Facebook. I'm like, what is it? He's like, just, you need to get this shit off of here. And I went and turned on my Facebook and I noticed that there were pictures of me sleeping. And okay, I don't wear much to bed. And in these pictures, you could tell. Holy crap. I looked at my machine. I had been hacked. Really, really hacked. I got on Facebook. The password had been changed. Nothing was working. My machine wasn't working at all. It wouldn't boot anymore. I would try to boot it and it would come to a blue screen. I was just like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I've got to be at work in 30 minutes. I can't get into my Facebook account. And Facebook is not very forgiving when something bad happens. It takes them a while to even take a look at it. So I had my boyfriend report it. And even that's difficult because they kind of give you the runaround. But he reported it and he said it wasn't me. And they took it down. So I get to work. And I'm at work working. And suddenly I start to get phone calls. Really weird phone calls. And this is on a corporate phone. I get a call and, because we all have direct extensions. So, and anyone just needs to like call the number and punch in the extension. It comes right to me. It doesn't go through anybody or anything. And I pick up the phone and I say, hello. And you'd hear, just like that. So I figured, oh, great. It's probably the hacker or somebody playing a stupid joke, whatever. So I told our IT department who was able to block the phone number, but it kept coming in on different numbers. I told my boss about it, and we took my line off the hook for the day, and I went to a different extension. Yet still, they were able to get in, and they would call back. I'm watching
watching you. I'm watching you.
I was just freaked out. No matter what extension I moved to that day, they would still find the extension. So I checked my emails at work and realized that whoever this person was also hacked into my work computer. And I took a look at all of the Google accounts and I realized that yes, I do share my Google information on my phone and my computer at work and my computer at home. And anything, any of those could be bookmarked to my machine, can run a script and install malicious software. Oh my gosh. So I had the IT department reformat my computer and back it up and get all the good stuff. And I started a whole new Google account. And my phone was rooted. Every single message on there, texting and everything, was the same voice. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. With a heavy breathing. So I had everything wiped. And everything went okay for a few days. Until one night I was sitting there watching television. And I like to watch all the crime shows on TV because, you know, I'm kind of kind of addicted to the crime shows. Like Criminal Minds and all those shows. So I'm watching them and everything's going fine until my home phone rings. And I pick it up. And it was the person on the other line. How dare you? How dare you avoid me? How dare you? I slammed down the phone and I called the cops right away. They sent an officer over to take a report, but since we had already deleted all the information off of the computer and the phone and my computer at home, there really wasn't much for him to go by. He couldn't get into the old account. Apparently, the person had changed the password or something, so they couldn't get into it. And when they finally did, everything was gone. They had deleted all the web files, all the log files, and everything. So they just said, well, you know, he's probably just calling your home phone. He's not attacking you or anything. Just, you know, change your phone number. If he calls back again, maybe it's just a little thing. You know, they filed a report and they kept it on file. And every night for the next few nights, I would get a phone call at the same time. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. And it was really starting to piss me off. I had my phone number changed at the telephone company. And yet still, every night, I would get this phone call. And it started happening in between my calls. So like when I would call my mother and talk to her, right in the middle of the conversation, we would hear, I'm watching you. I'm watching you. It didn't happen on my cell phone or my computer anymore. I didn't hear it on the work phones. But I would hear it on my home phone. So I was just really freaking freaked out. I called the phone company. They said there was nothing they could do about it. There were no phone calls coming in. There was nothing to trace. I had no reports of phone calls coming in the lines. I didn't know what was going on. I was really freaked out. In fact, they said that every time my phone would ring and they would hear that voice, they said it was coming from my own line. I'm like, how is that possible? You can't call your own phone line from your own phone. And they said, well, I know, but your phone was dialing itself and ringing is what it looks like. And I know that's impossible. But it says the number coming into your line is the number that it's dialing from. I know, that's not possible. That's impossible. So a few nights later, I hear the phone ring again, and I pick it up. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. I start to get really pissed off, and I start screaming into the phone, what do you want? You And that is when I dropped everything and left my apartment. I left my apartment and went to my friends, and I didn't hear anything for a few days. Then, when I came back home and I walked inside, my place was trashed. The couches were ripped, the chairs were turned over, everything was knocked out of the cabinets in the kitchen, all the milks in the fridge has been stabbed, the soda bottles were stabbed, everything. It was just a big mess. The fridge and the freezer were left open, so the ice had melted everywhere, and the meat had thawed. It was just disgusting. And then my phone rang. I told you not to fuck with me. I'm watching you. God. My friend helped me clean up the mess after we called the police. They came in, they checked out the apartment. They said that nobody had broken in. There was no way for them to get in. There was nothing broken. I swear the doors were locked when I came in. Somebody had to get in. They have to have a key. Police are like, no, they don't have a key. So the police leave. So while my friend and I were cleaning, we start to hear footsteps. And she's like, where are those coming from? I'm like, I don't know. We hear a scratch in the wall. Oh my God. Scratching in the wall. I went over to the wall and I knocked on it and the scratching stopped. And then the phone rings. I'm watching you. I'm watching you. We told the cops to come back, but they said they would be a while because they were, you know, already busy with something else and they had just been there. And I told them what had happened. They said they'll come back right away as soon as they can, but they were taking care of an emergency and they would send the next group over. I didn't know what to think. It was totally freaky because, you know, my friend and I are sitting in there. We're trying to clean up this mess of whoever had come in and made it. And now we're getting calls and scratches in the walls and everything. And suddenly we get another phone call and I pick it up and I start screaming into the phone, what the frick do you want? And they say, get the hell out of the house. This is the officer who was just there a few moments ago. Get the hell out of the house. The calls are coming from a line in your room. There is somebody there in your house. And I said, how is that even possible? I said, I don't know. Get the hell out now. We're on our way. So my friend and I left the house. We went walking over across the street to the little cafe. And we sat down. And we just watched. And we watched the cops. And a few minutes later, they brought out the skankiest looking creeper I had ever seen walking out of the house. And I got up and I went over to the door and I just looked. And he looked at me with his deadpan smile. His eyes just completely void of any emotion and just stared at me and smiled. When we went back, we realized after seeing the pile of crap behind the wall that he had been living in there in the basement and going up and down the wall, the crawl space in the wall, up and down to the different apartments and spying on people, apparently until he found the person that he liked. Well, he's out now. They couldn't keep him in there for very long. All he got was a slap on the hand for trespassing. I filed a restraining order, but I know that's not going to do anything. We've moved to a different place, and I don't know. I hope he never comes back. My phone does ring, but I don't answer it anymore. If you want to contact me, it has to be through email.